主，是你从万民中将我们领了出来。
And Lord, you have taken us apart from the many nations.
引导我们归回你的羊圈。
And lead us back into your pastures.
你一生用恩惠慈爱牧养我们。
And our whole life, you lead us with your mercy.
主，我们都是一群蒙福的儿女。
And how we are your blessed children.
因为你说赦免其过，遮盖其罪的人，这人便为有福。
Because you've said that whoever is forgiven of their sins are the one who are blessed.
主，你带领我们走义路。
And Lord, you led us to walk on this righteous path.
天天在耶和华的殿中来瞻仰你的荣脸。
And daily we come to your temple continuously to worship.
我们也可以听你的慈声。
And as we hear your sweet voice.
一生我们来跟随我们的大牧人。
And in our whole life we follow our great shepherd.
我们必不缺乏。
And when we follow you.
我们可以得着属天一切的丰盛。
We will never be in lack.
早晨我们在这里来敬拜来赞美你。
This morning we come to worship you.
我们也求主将你宝贵的话语再赐给我们。
We ask that you will give us your word.
在我们知道我们在地上不是靠饮食。
So that we know that in this world we don't count on physical food.
乃是靠主你口中所出的一切话。
But we live on your word.
但愿早晨你借着圣灵来向我们说话。
So we ask that this morning you will speak to us through the Spirit.
我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
好，我们祷告停在这里。我们下面要介绍今天的讲员，是从中国萧山来的高弟兄。
Let's give a brief introduction to our brother from Xiaosan.
他第一次来到我们当中。
This is the first time he is among us.
早晨他要释放信息。
This morning he will be our speaker.
我们来一起鼓掌欢迎我们
高弟兄。Let's welcome our brother, Brother Gao.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天有机会来到圣家谷的教会。
Thanks to the Lord that I have a chance to speak to the St. Gabriel brothers and sisters.
我们一起来分享神的恩典。
Together, let's learn God's grace.
刚才我们大家都在唱诗篇23篇。
We just sang a song about Psalm 23.
这实在是一首宝贵的诗篇。
And indeed, it is a precious passage.
若有人问新约圣经哪一节最宝贵？
If someone asks you what is the most beloved verse in the Bible,
那么回答是约翰福音三章十六节。
Then the answer shall be John 3:16.
若有问旧约哪一处的圣经最宝贵？
And if someone asks you what is the most precious chapter in the Old Testament,
当然是诗篇二十三篇。
Then I would say it would be Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇是一首非常美丽的诗。
Psalm 23 is a beautiful psalm.
所有的圣徒他们都喜欢念诵这首诗篇。
And all the saints love this psalm.
它的美不仅在于它的诗词的优雅。
And it is not only that the wordings are beautiful.
更是见证了在他的生命中有一位又真又活的神。
It is also a testimony that our God is a living God.
虽然短短六节。
Even though there is only very short six verses.
却是非常的凝练。
But yet it is simple.
含义非常的鲜明。
And the main meaning is demonstrated very clearly.
如果说旧约的雅歌被称为是歌中之歌。
And if the Jacob is the song of praise.
那么诗篇二十三篇就可以被称为叫诗中之诗。
Then the Psalm chapter 23 is the song of song.
所以今天呢我们就以这个诗篇二十三篇作为主题经文。
So today our main topic is going to be Psalm chapter 23.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起来分享一个主题。
So brothers and sisters, let's share a common topic.
这个主题就是认识神的服事。
And this topic is to learn of God's ministry.
在分享之前，我们还是请弟兄姊妹来打开我们的圣经。
And before we start, let's open up our Bible.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm chapter 23.
把你的圣经放在手中，从中间一分开
and if you
open, 自然就是诗篇。
And if you open your Bible right straight in the middle, then it will be in Psalm.
所以诗篇是整本66卷圣经里面的最中心的部分。
So Psalm is the, in the 66 chapters of the Bible is in the middle.
也就是说是人亲近神最宝贵的经历。
And also it is the most precious experience when we want to draw close to our Lord.
所以盼望我们亲近神成为我们一生最隐秘的事。
So I hope that everyone will have the same common goal to be drawn close to our Lord.
也成为我们一生最忠心的事件。
And it would also be something that we will be faithful of.
所以大卫这一生有两部历史。
So David has two parts of different histories.
第一部历史是记载在撒母耳记里面。
The first part of the chapter is captured in the book of Samuel.
第二部历史就是在记载在诗篇的里面。
And the other part of it is captured in the book of the Psalms.
换句话说，只有了大卫在诗篇里内在的历史。
And then, in other words, the book of Psalms captured the internal history of David.
大卫才会有外在历史的得胜。
So it is basically a testimony of the other part of physical history of David in Samuel.
基督徒要想过得胜的生活，
if a Christian wants to live an overcoming life,
他必须有内在与主亲近的生活。
Then this Christian has to have this internal testimony.
他才能带出外在的这一个生命的得胜。
And with this internal relationship, we could live out a physical life.
求神再一次的光照我们的心思。
So we ask that God shine upon us.
再一次吹气在他的话语上，
and blow his words into our heart.
虽然这个诗篇是我们最熟悉的一个诗篇，
even though this might be one of those most familiar books that we have in the Bible,
但愿我们每次读它都具有新意。
But I hope that every time we read it, we learn something new.
因为保罗也是这样的要求我们。
Because that's exactly what Paul asked for.
我们总要心意更新而变化。
That we would come and be afresh.
我们才能在基督里有真实的长进。
So that in Christ we would grow.
今天我们分享的题目是认识神的服事。
So today our topic is to learn of God's work.
在这个世界上有许多向着人的服事。
And in this world there's a lot of ministry for men.
但是不一定是合乎神心意的服事。
But yet not all ministry is according to God's will.
比如扫罗。
Just like Saul.
那么神拣选了扫罗。
God chose Saul.
并且抬举他做了以色列的君王。
And also anointed him to be the king of the Israel.
但是呢，他却不肯听神的话。
But then Saul was rebellious.
那么，也许我们认为不肯听神的话，这件事确实是一个大罪。
And then, yes, it is indeed a great sin to not follow God's command.
但是我们却不领会扫罗不听神的话。
But on the other hand, we never understood why Saul was rebellious.
各中所隐藏的教训。
We don't understand the meaning of his lessons.
好比说，我们表面上看，他是没有等候撒母耳的到来。
On the other hand, we know that Saul did not listen to Samuel.
当他看见非利士人大兵压境了之后，
when he sees the enemies, the army comes up on his cities.
他出于性急，就在那里献祭给神。
He was nervous, so he gave his worship to man.
但是他却忽略了一点。
And then at that time, he neglected one thing.
献祭的事是祭司的事。
He forgot that it is the priest's job to offer.
献祭的事不是君王的事。
And it is not the king's job to do the offering.
我们看到乌西亚王也因为他强制的要去献祭。
And then we will see that the king of Uzzah also offered.
以至于他的额上长出大麻风。
And then after that he got a great leprosy.
他就与神的殿隔绝。
And then at that time he was now separated from God.
与神的百姓隔绝。
And he is now separated from the people of God.
这是我们所看见的。
And this is what we saw.
所以他的服事，扫罗的服事，不是认识神的服事。
So that Saul's work is not the work according to God's will.
神让他把亚摩利人灭绝净尽。
God asked Saul to kill all the Ammonites.
但是他却动了天然的恻隐之心。
But then he had his little mercy for the people.
留下了亚甲王。
And then he left the king of Amaja.
留下了上好的牛羊。
And he also left the cattle's alive.
还要贴上他的属灵的标签。
And then he also put a mark on this cattle.
美其名曰说要献祭给神。
And also these cattle will be offered to God.
所以耶和华厌弃他做王。
So that with that work, God now despised Saul.
所以在这个地上有许多的教堂。
And then even though there's a lot of churches.
在今天也有许多的聚会
，and now there's a lot of Christian gathering，
却少有合神心意的聚会
，but yet not all of these gatherings are according to God's will，
却少有认识神的服事
，and then in a lot of these gatherings， a lot of them are not for God。
可是大卫是神所称许的
，but then David is one that God's anointed，
神称他是合神心意的君王。
And then God said that this is the king of my people.
甚至主耶稣都被称为叫大卫的子孙。
And then also Jesus is the descendant of King David.
大卫的子孙有许多。
And there's a lot of descendants of King David.
当耶利哥的瞎子在那里说，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
And then when the people said, the descendants of David, please give me mercy.
那里所说的大卫的子孙就指着那一位。
And then when he talked about the descendant of David, he talks of this one.
就是神的儿子,
this
one, 耶稣基督,
the Son of God, who is the one.
那么诗篇二十三篇, 它不仅是一个脍炙人口的诗篇,
Now Psalm chapter 23 is very popular.
它不仅是一个语句优美的诗篇,
Not only that it has beautiful wordings.
诗篇二十三篇里面还嵌入了七个神的双名。
In Psalm chapter 23, there's also seven names that is given to us of our God.
所以这七个双名在这里大家都看见你们的那一个资料。
And here you can see that these are the seven different names of Jehovah.
它虽然只有六节经文
even though there's only short six verses.
但是这里面却嵌入了神七个双名。
But it talked about the seven names of Jehovah.
圣经里每一个重复的字眼
And every word that are repetitive in the Bible,
都有加重的语气。
It means that the meaning is now a multiplied.
都有神特别属灵的教训隐藏在其中。
And he talks about how the meaning emphasizes every time he mentions the same words.
好，我们就和大家一起来一个一个的来思想。
So today, one by one, let's learn about them.
好，我们来分享的第一个点就是耶和华罗米。
The first one we want to learn about is Jehovah Raha.
神是我的牧者。
That God is my shepherd.
那么这个耶和华的双名
this particular name
就是在这里第一次的出现。
Is the first time it appears in here.
那么牧者这个词在圣经里是非常特别的。
Now the word shepherd is a very special word in the Bible.
当神照着自己的形象造人以后
After God created man in his own image,
就让他们管理天空里的鸟,
and he asked men to take care of the birds,
海里的鱼,
all the fish in the sea,
地上的走兽,
all the animals on the land,
和爬在地上一切的爬虫,
and anything that crawls on this world.
啊，这个昆虫啊，原文是爬物。
And the insects, now we call them the animals.
换句话说，就是指的那些蝎子、那些蛇所说的。
In other words, they are the snakes or they are the spiders.
到新约我们也知道神给人一个权柄。
And then in the New Testament, we see that now we have received this new covenant.
可以践踏蛇和蝎子。
That we could now step on the spiders and the scorpions.
所以说神要人在那里管理。
So that man now asks, God now asks man to command of this world.
这里这个管理是像君王那样的牧养。
And then now we are given the position of like a king to take over this land.
我们再来看亚伯是牧羊的。
And then we also see that Job is the one who is take care.
亚伯拉罕是牧羊的。
Abraham is the one who shepherd.
以撒、雅各、约瑟都是牧羊的。
And Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, they're also shepherd.
我们再来看摩西是牧羊的。
And then we would also see that Moses is also a shepherd.
大卫在小时候也是牧羊的。
And even King David, when he was young, he was a shepherd.
到了新约我们知道主耶稣称自己是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And then in the New Testament, Jesus called himself the great shepherd who gives his life for his sheep.
所以在圣经里牧者是一个非常特别的字眼
So in the Bible, shepherd has a special meaning.
它就象征着君王
Because the shepherd has the meaning of kingship.
那么在圣经里第一次提到牧者这个字眼
It's the first time when the Bible talks about shepherd.
那应该是在创世纪的48章
It's in Genesis chapter 48.
也就是 那一位雅各，白发苍苍的雅各。
And then it's when Jacob, in his advanced age,
在他一生将近成途的时候
，when he was close to his end，
他在那里见证说
，he said，
愿我祖亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神
，he said the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked，
就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。
The God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day.
这一位雅各多么宝贝。
And this is how precious coming from Jacob.
他在埃及的法老面前说，我的年日又少又苦。
And then when he talked to the Pharaoh, he said that my days are short and suffering.
但是他知道，神是牧养他一生的神。
But he knows that God is the shepherd of all his life.
雅各是一个非常宝贝的一个牧者。
And Jacob is a great shepherd.
当他遇见他的哥哥以扫的时候，
And after he met his brother Esau，
他哥哥邀请雅各到西尔去，
And Esau asked his brother to come with him.
但是雅各说，我要亮着羊的力量往前行。
And then his brother asked him to come to Seir， but then Jacob said that I have to drive hard like a sheep.
因为我有孩子，还有一些幼小的群羊。
Because there are flocks and herds that are nursing.
我若催赶一天，
And if I drive them too hard one day,
群畜都必死亡。
All the flocks would die.
什么样的人才能治理教会？
So what type of man can take care of a church?
那就是爱群羊的人。
It is a man who loves his flock.
什么样的人才能管制弟兄？
And who is the one that is worthy to be a leader?
那就是爱弟兄的人。
It is the one who loves the brothers.
在家里是不能讲理的。
In your home, you can't talk logic.
在家里只能讲爱。
But then in home, you could only use love.
所以，教会是一个爱的团体。
So that's why our church is the foundation of love.
教会是一个爱的见证。
And that's why the church is also a testimony of love.
当众人看见你们彼此相爱，
When the other people see us loving each other,
就能把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Then it is at that time that glory is to God.
可是今天的基督教，
But today, Christianity,
爱是停留在嘴唇和舌头上。
Love is now seems to be bounded by our mouth.
没有显露在行为和诚实上。
And it is not something that we actually would do.
现在的基督教不叫基督教。
And I've seen that now Christianity doesn't really worthy called it Christianity.
现在的基督教叫嫉妒教。
Maybe it's only a religion of people who are envy.
求神可怜我们。
So I ask that God will have His mercy on us.
我们的主为了群羊是舍命的好牧人。
Because a great shepherd is the great shepherd who gives his life for his sheep.
大卫可以从熊的掌下、狮子的口里把羊羔夺回来。
And David is the shepherd who is willing to save his sheep from the lion or the bears.
使父亲的羊不失落一个。
Because he said that there is not one sheep will be missed from the father.
一个爱主的人一定会爱他的教会。
And whoever loves God will love his church.
求神给我们一个牧者的胸怀。
So I ask that we will have the heart of a shepherd.
所以雅各这一生，他是一个爱护群羊的人。
So that Jacob is a shepherd who loves his sheep.
那么写诗篇23篇的作者
，And then the author who wrote Psalm chapter 23,
他在晚年的时候写了这首诗篇。
He wrote this psalm when he was in his advanced age.
他在回顾他这一生的时候，他在那里见证说。
And when he come to remember his whole life, he wrote this as his testimony.
我的童年是在青草地和溪水边。
And he said in his childhood, he was in the green pastures beside the quiet waters.
我的中年曾经经历过死荫的幽谷。
And in my mid years, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
我的晚年是住在耶和华的殿中。
And then when I am old, I am sitting in the house of the Lord.
他本人是个牧羊人。
And he himself was a shepherd.
他深深地知道他的神就是他的牧羊者。
And then he deeply knew that God is his own shepherd.
他说, 耶和华是我的牧者,
and he says that God is my great shepherd.
我并不至于缺乏,
and then I shall have no want.
他说我躺卧在青草地上,
and he says, he makes me lie down in the green pasture. And he leads me beside the quiet waters.
他使我的灵魂苏醒,
and he restores my soul.
我们知道在以色列这个地方最缺的就是水。
And then we know that in the land of Israel, the one thing that is lacked the most is water.
罗德的牧人和亚伯拉罕的牧人他们争什么?
And the Lot and Abraham, what do they fight for?
他们争的就是草场。
And the one that they fight for is the green grass.
所以罗德先下手为强。
So the Lot make the first choice.
哦，他看见这个约旦河全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的。
And then he knows that from the Jordan River to Sire is a great bountiful piece of land.
他就首先抓到手里。
And then so he picked that piece of land.
却不知道以色列这个地方。
But then one thing he doesn't know is that the land of Israel,
它和埃及这个地方不同。
And that land is different from the land of Egypt.
埃及有它赖以为生的尼罗河。
The land of Egypt has the Nile River.
中国有赖以为生的长江黄河。
And then China has the Long River and also the Yellow River.
印度有恒河。
And India has the another river.
但是以色列这个地方,
but Israel,
它是靠天吃饭的。
Israel now relies on the weather.
神要降下何宜的春雨和秋雨。
And then they rely, the whole water supply relies on how much rain they get.
那一个黑门山上的积雪融化了，才能使约旦河涨溢两岸。
And then the Jordan River basically relies on the mountain. When the snow melts, that's how the river floats.
以色列人是靠神才能活着的。
And then the people, the Israelites, they truly relied on God for their living.
不是靠尼罗河,
not the Nile River.
所以说在以色列这个极度缺水的地方,
so that the land of Israel, which is a land with no water,
一个牧羊人最大的责任,
the biggest responsibility for a
shepherd, 最大的辛苦,
the biggest piece of work for the shepherd,
就是找到合适的草场,
is to find a piece of green pasture.
如果这里有一道急流,
if there is a river that flows with a rapid current,
羊从不饮湍急之水,
The sheep, they're afraid to drink water from a rapid current.
牧人必须要挖一道渠沟,
and the shepherd has to dig a channel,
然后再挖一个大的洼地,
a channel and then a big hole,
然后把水吸引到这个洼地里来,
so that the water could be led into this hole.
这个羊才赶到这里来饮水。
Then after the water is filled, the sheep would come and drink.
因为羊是世界上最胆怯的动物。
Because I think sheep is the one that is most timid.
所以我们今天看见牧人需要悉心照护。
So we see that the shepherd has to do a lot of great work.
大卫就是这样的牧养他父亲的群羊。
And David is a shepherd who take care of
his family. 他也这样亲身的感受到。
And then from that he now experienced.
神是他一生的牧者。
That God is his own shepherd.
所以每次读到诗篇23篇,
so every time when I read Psalm chapter 23,
我们都非常的感动。
I am very touched.
照样我们的主耶稣,
because Jesus,
他也是群羊的大牧者。
Jesus is the great shepherd of all of us.
这是在希伯来书13章那里有清楚的记载。
And then in Hebrew chapter 13, it clearly states that
就是凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人无主耶稣基督从死里复活的神在各样善事上成全我们。
It says, now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord.
主耶稣为我们钉十字架,
that Jesus went onto the cross for us,
他是为羊舍命的好牧人,
and he died as a great shepherd to his sheep.
主耶稣从死里复活,
and now Jesus is resurrected back in
heaven, 他是牧养我们的好牧人,
and he is now our great shepherd.
主耶稣还要荣耀的第二次来。
And then Jesus will come again in his glorious form.
他是迎接信徒的好牧人。
To receive his saints.
所以主说我是好牧人。
So that's why our Lord says that I am the great shepherd.
我的羊，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
That I know my sheep and the sheep knows me.
羊在群畜当中是最脆弱的。
And then we know that the sheep, when they're alone, they're the most weak.
而且是最笨的。
And then they're also not the brightest.
羊的视力不超过15米。
And then the sheep cannot see further beyond 15 meters.
它是用听觉而不是用视觉认识牧人。
The sheep actually knows the shepherd by his hearing, not by his sight.
所以它认识牧人的声音。
So that the sheep knows the shepherd's voice.
那么一切的需要就都解决了。
So now, the shepherd provides every needs of the sheep.
主耶稣是怎么应许我们的呢？
And what did Jesus promise us?
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑。
And he said, so that you do not, you should not worry about your life.
吃什么，喝什么， 为身体忧虑，穿什么。
What you will eat or what you will wear or what you should wear, worry about your life.
我们要先求神的国和神的义。
But we shall first seek the kingdom of the Lord.
神就把这一切所需用的加给你了。
And after you seek the kingdom of the Lord, He will give you everything.
我们看见没有这个属灵的次序。
So now, did you see the order of what
we have? 我们看见没有这个蒙福的次序。
Did you see the order of the blessings?
就是说先求神的国。
He said, the first thing we shall seek the kingdom of Christ.
和神的义。
And the righteousness of Christ.
神就把这些加给我们。
And then, That is what we shall receive.
福气是加上的。
And then blessing is bestowed upon us.
求神怜悯我们。
So I ask that mercy.
叫我们知道怎么在神面前祷告。
So that we will know how to pray before our Lord.
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿。信靠耶和华的一样好处也不缺。
Oh, yeah. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
好，我们分享第二个耶和华的双名。
So we move on to the second name of Jehovah.
那就是耶和华沙龙。
Is Jehovah Shalom.
神是我的平安。
The God is my peace.
这一个名字最早的出处是在士师记的六章二十四节。
And the origin of this is from Judges 6:24.
那么基甸在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
It says that Gideon built an altar for the Lord.
起名叫耶和华沙龙。
And name it the Lord of Peace.
就是耶和华赐平安的意思。
And this means that the Lord is peace.
基甸是个什么人呢？
And who is this Gideon?
基甸是个很胆怯的人。
Gideon is one who is very timid.
当米甸人大张旗帜来攻击以色列人的时候，
And then when the country is under attack,
基甸在酒榨那里打麦子。
Gideon is the one who hid away.
弟兄姊妹，打麦子应该在什么地方呢？
And who shall they get the?
他应该在禾场啊，这是我们所知道的。
And this is one thing we know about Gideon.
但是还是在酒榨，他为什么在酒榨呢？因为他害怕。
Because Gideon is afraid.
他在防备那些非利士人。
Because he's afraid and he wants to hit away from the enemy.
是米甸人啊，所以我们今天看见，这是当时呢这个基甸的光景。
And then we see that who Gideon is.
耶和华向米甸显现。
But then Gideon revealed himself to Gideon.
神知道不知道基甸是个胆怯的人呢？
And then doesn't God know that Gideon is one who's timid?
当然。
Of course,
神是无所不知的。
Because God knows everything.
他是鉴察人心肺腑的。
And then God knows the heart.
但是他是怎样对基甸说话呢？
But then what did he say to Gideon?
大能的勇士啊。
And he said, this wonderful warrior.
哦，是神抬举他。
God exalted Gideon.
使他用300人，率领300人就击败了米甸和无数东方人的大军。
So that Gideon led the army of 300 and destroyed the enemies.
所以他才那样里说耶和华是赐平安的神。
So that after that, Gideon called God is the God of peace.
是的，我们这些人每天都在经历神所赐的平安。
And yes, isn't everyone receiving the peace from God every day?
耶稣说， 我所赐的平安不是像世界所赐的。
And then Jesus said that the peace that I give you is different from any peace you could get.
我所赐的平安是真平安。
Because the peace that I give you is the true peace.
我所赐的平安是不能被世界夺去的平安。
And then the peace that I give you cannot be shaken by the world.
那么我们的诗篇是三篇里的这一位大卫。
So David, who wrote Psalm chapter 23,
他从小就是一个放羊的人。
And he was a shepherd when he was young.
他曾经带领羊到可安歇的水边。
And then he led his sheep to the quiet waters.
那么大卫呢，他排行呢是老幺，最后一个。
Now David is the youngest son in his family.
所以你要知道，犹太人他们看重的是长子。
So you know that for the Jews, they only care about the firstborn.
犹太人最忽略的就是幼子。
And then the one that get neglected the most is always the youngest.
那么这幼子做什么呢？只配到旷野去放羊。
So that the youngest son is only worthy to flock the sheep.
所以当撒母耳来到伊西家里来的时候
，So when Samuel come to the house,
你要知道这是何等的一件大事。
And then you know that that is such a great thing for that family.
比奥巴马到圣加谷来还厉害。
It is going to be more important than President Obama coming to this place.
但是
But,
在这样的一个大事面前
And it is at that time,
耶西却没有叫他的幼子大卫来参与。
And then Jesse didn't even call his youngest son David to come home.
换句话，大卫在这个家里是被忽略的。
In other words, David is completely neglectable.
而且一个孩子在旷野里牧羊。
And also, a young children shepherding his sheep.
有时来了狮子，有时来了熊。
Sometimes the lions or other animals would come and attack.
在诗篇第八篇那里有这样的记载。
And then in Psalm chapter 8, it says this.
我们如果愿意翻的话，我们快一点翻到第八篇。
So now let's go to Psalm chapter 8.
在这里我们请弟兄姊妹来看第三节。
Let's read verse 3 together.
我观看你指头所造的天。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers.
并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
The moon and the stars which you have ordained.
在这里没有提到太阳。
In here, it did not mention the sun.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为大卫不知道在旷野度过了多少孤独的夜晚。
Because David has to spend a lot of lonely nights.
因为狮子和熊都是经常出没的。
Because it is at the night time that lions and bears attack.
他们出没的习惯就是在夜间。
And then they would also attack at night.
我相信孤独的大卫在那个时候学会了弹琴。
So I believe that David, it is during those lonely nights,
他写下了那么多的诗篇赞美主。
And it is during those times he wrote his songs.
虽然他是在那样一个凶险的旷野里
And even though he's alone in the wilderness,
虽然有那些吞吃的野兽环伺他
And even though he is surrounded by the wild animals,
但是他却有主与他同在
Yet he has God among him,
有神所赐的平安
And he has this peace that God has given
后来他虽然受到扫罗的追杀
And even though later on he is now pursued by King Saul,
受到他亲生的儿子亚撒的追杀
and then he was attacked by his own son Absalom.
但我们的神仍然把他保护在亭子里
but yet God protects David.
在帐幕的隐秘处
in the corner of the tent.
所以他在那里称颂神说，神是我的磐石，是我的山寨，是我的避难所。
So that it is at that time that David said that God is my fortress and God is my cornerstone.
感谢神，今天耶稣基督也是我们的平安。
And praise the Lord, the same God now is our peace.
因为他昔日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
Because from before to after, he is the same.
在他并没有转动的影儿。
And in him, there is no shadows.
他就是你的避难所。
And he is our shelter.
月亮弯弯照九州。
And even though the moon goes come and forth,
几家欢乐几家愁。
And sometimes people get sad and sometimes people get happy.
家家都有一本难念的经。
And there's always something wrong in everything.
每个人每天都有自己的难处。
And I know that everyone has different difficulties.
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来。
But Jesus says, whoever carries a heavy burden, come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And then I will give you peace.
感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
他是我们的平安。
That God is our peace.
好，我们讲的第三个神的双名。
And now we go into the third name.
是耶和华拉法。
Is Jehovah Rapha.
那么就诗篇二十三篇说，就是他使我的灵魂苏醒。
And Psalm chapter 23 says that he restores my soul.
那么耶和华拉法这个神的双名最早出处是在出埃及记十五章的二十六节。
And this name Jehovah Rapha is from Exodus chapter 15:26.
你若留意听耶和华你神的话。
He says, if you give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God,
又行我眼中看为正的事
，and do what is right in His sight,
我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上。
And I will put prone of all the disease on you which I have put on the
Egyptians. 因为我耶和华是医治你的。
For I, the Lord, am your healer.
主耶稣是我们巨大的医生。
Our God is the greatest healer.
他是我们生命的大夫。
He is the healer of life.
所以我们感谢神。
So, thanks to the Lord.
诗篇十九篇第七节。
In Psalm 19:7,
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。
It says, the law of our Lord is perfect, restoring the soul.
苏醒这个字在原文就有恢复的意思。
And to restore means to regain or to revive.
有复兴之意在其中。
And also has the meaning of revival.
换句话说，大卫这一生他也经历过失败。
And then in other words, David has also experienced failures in his life.
我们知道在88这件事上。
And then we know that in the events of Bathsheba.
在乌利亚这件事上。
And also in the events of Uriah,
他不仅是个淫乱的君王，
and not only that he made a corrupted act,
而且是个冷血的君王，
but also he was cold-blooded.
他先是玷污了八十八，
and first he took over Bathsheba,
后来他又借刀杀人，
and then later on he also killed her husband,
谋害了那位忠心的乌利亚，
to kill Uriah.
以至于在马太福音的基督的家谱里面，
So now when we come to the book of Matthew,
记载了这样的一笔。
He talked about these events.
大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门。
That it is through Uriah's dead wife that Solomon was born.
他没有说大卫从八十八。
He didn't talk about David and Bathsheba.
也没有说大卫从巴苏亚，这是八十八的另外一个名字。
And then he doesn't talk about David and Bathsheba.
而是大卫从乌利亚的妻子拿耳朵去看，那就是别人的老婆。
And then he said that David, who took over Uriah's wife, that means that David took someone's wife.
白璧微瑕。
It tells us the truth.
这是大卫生一生的污点。
And this is the biggest sin of David.
但圣经把它诚实的写在上面。
And the Bible tells us exactly,
就是为了提醒我们这些后人，
to remind us of the people,
叫我们引以为戒，
that we would be warned not to do the same.
但是大卫他有诗篇五十一篇，
but in Psalm chapter 51,
他说他得罪了神。
He understands that he has offended God.
他说他不仅仅是得罪了乌利亚，得罪了八十八。
And he said that not only I have offended Uli and I
offended Bathsheba,
but I offended God.
但是他又经历了得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
But then afterward, he understands that whoever repents is now forgiven of his sins. This man is now blessed.
凡耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
And whoever is now repented and is forgiven, this man is now forgiven.
他经历了神的医治。
And now David is healed.
以弗所书第二章第一节说。
In Ephesians chapter 2:1 it says,
我们都是死在过犯罪恶之中。
That we all died in our sins.
他叫我们活过来。
But it is He who called us and gave us back life.
这是我们得救的经历。
And this is the experience of us being saved.
所以大卫在那里说神啊求你给我造清洁的心。
So here, David says, create in me a clean heart.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
不是因为你犯罪你才成为罪人。
And not because you sinned and now became a sinner.
而是因为你是罪人所以就会犯罪。
And it's because you were a sinner, so of course you would sin.
我们经常填履历表。
So now, we, a lot of times we filled out...
我们的籍贯是哪里？
We filled out a form and where is our origin?
我们的职业是什么？
What is our occupation?
那如果填属灵的简历的话？
And now, if we filled out a form in our spiritual world,
我们的籍贯是亚当。
That our origin is Adam.
我们的职业是犯罪。
And our occupation is sinners.
所以我今天跟大家说，求神可怜我们。
So that's why today we ask God's
求神光照我们。
We ask God's light to shine on us.
我们就是一个罪人，而且是罪人中的罪鬼。
That our occupation is sinners, and we are the worst of the sinners.
我今天斗胆说一句话。
So today, let me be bold.
神不怕你犯罪。
That God will not judge you as guilty.
神怕你不悔改。
God doesn't worry that you would sin again, but He is worried that you might not repent.
但愿我们在主面前天天悔改。
So I hope that every day we will come with repentance.
彻底悔改。
And repent completely.
好叫耶稣基督的救恩覆庇我们。
So that God's grace could come upon us.
所以当我们软弱的时候，他是我们的力量。
So when we are weak, Jesus is our strength.
当我们颓丧的时候，他是我们的安慰。
And we are discouraged, He is our comfort.
当我们跌倒的时候，他是我们的扶助。
And when we fall, He raises up.
求神给我们这样的恩典。
So we ask that God give us this grace.
耶和华拉法，他是我们的医治。
That Jehovah is our healer.
我们若认自己的罪。
And if we are willing to say that we are sinners.
神是圣洁的，是公义的。
If we confess that God is righteous.
他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And then He would forgive us and He would cleanse us of our sins.
耶稣的宝血是永远不失功效的。
Because His blood has eternal effects.
所以照着我们的本相来到主的面前。
So that we could come to He just as we are.
因为我们本来就是不堪的罪人。
Because aren't we just all sinners?
只有主耶稣基督才是我们的义。
And then only Jesus can become our righteousness.
所以中国那个义字很特别。
So that the word righteousness has a special
meaning. 上面是个羊，下面是我。
In the Chinese character, this is
羔羊把我遮盖。
Just like a sheep is on top of me.
我披戴羔羊。
Or I put on a sheep.
所以说当人犯罪以后，耶和华亲自为人制作了一个皮衣。
So just like after man's sin, God has given us something to put on.
到创世纪的第四章，你就知道那个皮衣是羔羊的皮。
And then on Genesis chapter 4, you see that this coat
有羔羊死去。
And after the sheep is died,
才会有皮衣出来。
And then from him the skin to, for us to put on.
成了我们的遮盖。
And this skin now is to cover us.
所以我们在这里说，
So here we say,
衣服是为了遮羞的。
That our clothes is to cover us.
衣服不是为了衬美的。
And
所以我们今天要求神可怜我们。
So today we ask for God's grace.
我们要始终活在神的遮盖当中。
That we should live our life under the covering of Christ.
活在耶稣基督的遮盖当中。
And we will live in the shadow of Christ.
这是多么要紧的一件事。
And how important.
所以我们就来到了第四点，耶和华其根努。
So we come to the fourth point, Jehovah Shittanu.
神是我的公义。
That God is our righteousness.
在诗篇二十三篇就说为自己的名引导我走。
And Psalm chapter 23 says, He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
这一个最早是出现在耶利米书二十三章的第六节。
And this comes from Jeremiah chapter 23:6.
另一处是在耶利米书三十三章的十六节。
Or maybe chapter 23:16.
在那日子，犹大必得救。
It says, In his days, Judah will be saved.
耶路撒冷必安然居住。
And Israel will dwell securely.
他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
And this is his name by which he will call the
Lord our righteousness. 今天我们的祷告最后总要有一句。
So today we always end our prayer with this.
奉耶稣基督的名。
That we will pray in Jesus' name.
因他的名。
We pray in His name.
因他的义名。
In His righteous name.
假如说
if we put it in a scenario,
我们这里有一个支票。
That I have a check.
如果是我签字的。
And if the check is signed by me.
这个信用的程度不会很高。
Then the credibility is only as high as who I am.
因为我是个穷传道。
But then, because it might not work so well because I am poor.
用中国大陆的说，旧社会的时候叫福音花子。如果说这里有一张支票。
This probably means a bounce check.
是奥巴马签字。
But now, if you have another check who is signed by President Obama,
那这张支票的信用度就厉害了。
Then I think that the credibility of this check is now very high.
所以说，名字是指一个人的信誉和他的信可靠程度。
Then can we just say a name represents the credibility of a signature?
我们的主的名在全地是何等的美。
And our Lord's name is the highest in this land.
他的名是有大能的。
And His name is mighty.
魔鬼听见耶稣的名就要丧胆。
It is a name that even Satan is afraid of.
阴间听见主耶稣的名就要震颤。
And then everywhere that hears this name of Jesus,
他们所救赎的儿女听见耶稣的名就要喜乐释放。
And it is also a name that as Christians we all are joyful of.
所以我们是奉主的名活着。
So when we prayed in Jesus' name.
我们在地上也是要见证并且传扬他的尊名。
And in this world, all the work we do is a testimony of His name.
所以他是为自己的名引导我走义路。
So it is in His name's sake that He guides me in the path of righteousness.
如果按照这地上的，不管他是毛泽东还是希特勒。
Doesn't matter on this world, you could be Hitler, you could be Mao Zedong.
不管他是斯大林还是东条英机。
It could be Stalin or any other tyrant.
这些名字都过去了。
All these names are names.
唯有主的名是存到永远。
But it is only the name of our Lord that is eternal.
所以他是为自己的名引导我走义路。
So here is in for His name's sake, He leads
me. 而神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
And it is His righteousness that is shown in His.
这义是本于信以至于信。
And this is from faith to faith.
如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Because as it is written, the righteous man shall live by faith.
并且主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And also Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And no one can come to the Father but through me.
科学不是出路。
Science is not an answer.
我们可能被核弹炸死。
Maybe we would die from a nuclear attack.
人口膨胀可能把我们挤死。
Or maybe overpopulation would kill us.
要不我们就被污染毒死。
Or maybe pollution would take our life.
要不我们就被乱扔的垃圾埋死。
Or maybe trash would overfill and kill us.
宗教也不是出路。
And religion is not an answer neither.
因为没有义人。
Because there's no one who is righteous.
连一个也没有。
Not even one person.
人都是死在过犯罪恶之中。
And all men died from some type of sin.
宗教就是劝人行善的。
And all religions tell people to do good.
宗教就是积德行善的。
And all the religion tells you to do good deeds.
但是我今天跟大家说。
But today I tell you this.
人的肉体中没有良善。
That in your flesh, there is no righteousness.
人也不可能靠着立功之法到神面前去。
And that we cannot do so much good.
只有神才是我们的义。
But only God is righteous.
那么，按时交作业的是好学生。
So the people who turn in the homework are good students.
按时上下课的是好老师。
And the teachers who let you go on time is a good teacher.
还有五分钟就到时间了。
And there is, I only have 5 minutes left.
所以说我这个人是比较守时的人。
So I am someone who follows my commitment.
如果有机会，我们以后再和弟兄姊妹来分享下面的内容。
And I hope that I could have another chance to finish my topic.
那么在最后的时候，我想和弟兄姊妹讲一个见证。
And at the end, I want to give you a testimony.
在江苏省有一个姐妹。
In the province of Jiangsu, there's a sister.
这个姐妹的名字叫冷海兰。
And this sister's name is Yang Hailan.
她是非常宝贝的一位姐妹。
And she is a precious sister to me.
在文革期间，她的丈夫被抓进监狱。
During the Great Revolution, her husband was taken into jail.
她和她的五个儿女被赶到农村。
And her and her five children are now put into a farm.
几乎是断了经济的来源。
And then at that time, there was no financial support.
在一年大年三十的早晨。
And there is this one great morning.
他早晨起来仍然守着晨更的祷告。
And this morning, she woke up just as usual, she would have morning devotion.
当他翻开圣经的时候。
And when she opened up her Bible.
刚好就是诗篇。二十三遍。
And she opened it up right where Psalm chapter 23 is.
耶和华是我的牧者。
That the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不至缺乏。
And I shall not want.
这句话深深地抓住了她。
And these words penetrated into her heart.
当她去做早饭的时候。
And when she was making breakfast.
她发现米缸里没有米了。
She looks into the rice bowl and there's no rice.
面袋里没有面。
And then there's no more noodles.
家里身无掌物。
And in the whole house, there's no food.
他坚信耶和华是我的牧者。
But at that time, she's faithful and says, The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不至缺乏。
And I shall not want.
但是他的孩子们起来了。
And then now her children woke up.
因为那是中国人的春节。
Because it is New Year.Chinese New Year.
这些孩子哭啊闹啊。
And then all these children started crying and yelling.
别人家过年都可以买件新衣服。
And how come all the other families, they could buy new clothes?
可以吃到肉。
And they could eat meat.
但是姊妹一无所有。
But then the sisters did not, cannot provide anything.
她只有她的主。
And she only has her Lord.
但是她不能对不起孩子。
But what can she do for her children?
她一个人怎么都可以。
It is for her she could go through the most difficult time.
她不能饿着这一群孩子。
But she can't make her children hungry.
她开始打开她的衣柜。
So she opened up her the drawer.
翻箱倒柜来找东西。
And she started looking into to find something.
她想找一件值钱的东西。
She wants to find something that is worthy.
在文革期间是不能够随便有个体商业者。
And during the revelations, you're not supposed to own anything valuable.
那被称为叫资本主义尾巴。
Because if you have it, then you become a capitalist.
所以他千寻万找。
So she looked around and around.
终于找了一件半新的毛衣。
Finally, she found a sweater that is half old.
他到街上去不敢叫卖。
And then she didn't want to sell it publicly.
不像我们美国有 garage sale.
Not like in the States, you could have a garage sale.
她非常的胆怯的，碰到一个路人就捅他一下。
And then when she walked, she would just touch the person who is next to her.
你需要不需要毛衣？
And then she said, Do you need a new sweater?
没人肯要一件旧毛衣。
And no one wanted an old sweater.
终于有一个人愿意要了。
And finally, there's one person who wanted the sweater.
他只给两块钱。
And he was only willing to pay $2 for it.
他在那里犹豫。
And then.
当他正准备决定要卖的时候
And then now finally she has made the decision to sell.
他的肩膀被重重地推了一把
And then she was pushed on her shoulder.
回去
And then said, go back.
他回头一看没有人
And then she turned and there was nobody.
他清楚地感受到是主
And then she knew at that time it was God.
他说这个毛衣不卖了
And then she said, I'm not selling this sweater anymore.
他就脚步匆匆地回到家中
So she quickly return home.
当她走进她自己的那个胡同里的时候
And after she got back into her own house,
她看见有一个老人
She saw an old man.
肩上背着一个筐子。她说你是不是叫冷海兰
And then that old man asked her, are you a 冷海兰
姊妹说你怎么知道
And sister said, how did you know?
他说神打发我给你送年饭来了
And then he said God sent me to give you this
原来这位老弟兄和他的老姊妹他们在主面前经常倾心祷告
Because this older couple they always would pray before God
弟兄是说方言的
And then the brother is one who could speak parable
姊妹是翻方言的
And then the sister is someone who could
神清楚他告诉他们在某街某巷某户人家有一位叫冷海兰的姊妹断粮了，你去给她送年饭。
And then God clearly told this couple to go to this sister's house to give them food.
冷海兰姊妹说
And then the sister said,
那一年我过得比哪一年都丰富。
And then the sister said, that one year is the most bountiful year in many years.
因为主与我同在。
Because God was in the midst of us.
耶和华是我的牧者。
That God is my great shepherd.
我必不至缺乏。
And I shall not be in want.
愿这篇诗篇23篇。
So I hope that Psalm chapter 23
再一次的激励我们。
Can kindle our fire.
永远做我们随时的帮助。
So that it would always come in the time of need.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of days.
直到我们见主的那一天。
Or until the day when we meet our Lord.
好，小弟兄的话就到这里。
Thank you.
我们再一起来唱这首诗歌，诗篇23篇470首。
So now let's sing Psalm 470.
我们唱完了以后，我们盼望借着早晨高弟兄的话语，我们在神的面前的领受一些祷告。